You know, I hate to admit this, but I learn a great deal about adults by observing my own grandchildren. Take, for instance, my granddaughter Christine's last birthday. She was 4 years old and the center of attention. All the relatives brought her gifts, toys, clothes. It was her day. But my wife and I thought we should also give one small little gift to her little brother, CJ, a pair of sunglasses. Well, you guessed it. When Christine saw the sunglasses, that was all she wanted. Friend, selfishness is born in us. We don't have to learn to be possessive. We already are. It's not just children. I recall one young man in training with the Navigators whose prized possession was his Volkswagen Bug. He loved that car. He was German, a mechanical engineer, and knew that VW inside and out. Well, the other trainees would occasionally ask to borrow his car. What a traumatic time. He wanted to be generous with his possessions, but he also knew that most people didn't know how to shift those five gears properly, and soon the transmission would be stripped. Finally, he got before God and wrestled it out, admitted the car was a gift from God, and learned a valuable lesson about material possessions. We are stewards of what God gives us, not that we might preserve the possession, but that we might use it well for His purposes. And that means giving with a generous attitude. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth regarding this very matter. He urged them to learn to share what they had in abundance with others. He had been quick to compliment them on their many good qualities, qualities such as faith and the ability to express that faith in words. They understood the Word of God and had a zeal to share that Word with others. But Paul says there is one other grace in which I want you to excel. Add to your life the grace of generosity. Let there be an eagerness to share with others, and then demonstrate the reality of your faith in Christ and love for your brothers and sisters in Christ as well. I suppose it was just as difficult for the Apostle Paul to teach the Christians of his day to share generously as it was for my kids to teach their kids to share. Friend, I challenge you to excel in the grace of generosity. Whether it's a prized possession or your weekly paycheck, hold it with a generous hand. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.